Hi, good morning, Marty Schmack here. How you going, Tonge?
Yeah, good, Conk. Good to be back on air with you and our RTR FM family up there on Radio Land.
Yeah, we're here on Whadjuk Country, also on Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM, Minang Country down in Albany. So, last show for the year.
Amazing, isn't it? Our time flies.
Haven't told the manager yet, but yeah, last show, December, we'll take a break.
He's probably laughing in there.
Yeah, so today we thought we'd just have a bit of a yarn today and perhaps play some of our favourite music that we played all year, or even music that we played last year and the year before, but songs that ring a bell, songs that I guess make you feel good.
Mm.
Good artists that we've been playing for quite a while. Who can I say? Emily Waimara, perhaps the Marindas, who are now another group. No, they're still the Marindas, and they've got some new stuff, but remembering their old stuff, also remembering that Marindas were formed around about the same time as the movie Sapphires, premiered in Western Australia at the one of the theatres in, where's that, James Street, the Paris, I think. Yeah, it was screened there, and the Marindas, a couple of women got together with their beehive hairdos, and they did their own thing around Motown and songs of that era to coincide with the launch of the movie Sapphires. If you haven't seen it, you haven't been listening to Murdish Mag, that's all I can say. So some of the songs as I said, Emily Waimara, she's got some new stuff, but her old stuff of previous years has go down really well too. And, of course, Dan Sultan, not necessarily one of my favourites, but there's a great song that we're about to play shortly. So how are you going there? Your week been good?
Yeah, no, week has been good. Been very busy and, I guess the weather's been nice with it too. And as I was saying today, it's time flies when you're having fun, but there's so much to do in our communities and so much to talk about and advocate for in this space that we're privileged to be in.
Oh, too true, too true. We're healthy. A lot of our people aren't. A lot of listeners aren't. So, in fact, tell us how you're feeling. This is the last show. Are you disappointed or are you happy that we're not going to have any more Murich Mag this year? 0405921921. Just a bit of yarning today and see off 2024. I guess in a way too, looking forward to the new year, 2025, and I guess we'll be coming back, and that's if RTRFM management want us back. I mean, I don't know, they're not really giving us any encouragement these days. Perhaps the manager's listening now, but maybe maybe we'll be encouraged to come back. I'm worn out, so I'm keen to take a break. Hey, let's go to a song. This is Murich Mag 92.1. Keep it locked. Same man, Dan Russell. Dan Russell?
Dan Sultan.
It's Dan Russell. Yes, Dan Russell. Why did that name come to my brain just then? Oh, okay, yeah, Dan Sultan, the Black Elvis, they call him. A bit like Roger Knox, they call him the Black Elvis too. We might play a song of Roger Knox. Maybe not. But there you are, Murich Mag. Final show for the year on 92.1 RTR FM, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM in Albany. So I hope all the folk down in Albany are doing well. Earlier this week, they had a big Reconciliation Action Plan meeting, Reconciliation place-based rap in Albany, Denmark. So lots of yarning down on Minang Country, Tonge.
That's good.
Yeah, what the needs are around reconciliation. Obviously, reconciliation is all about close the gap and looking at measures to look at equity across the board for stolen people, Aboriginal people, First Nation people. And, of course, Reconciliation Action Plans are going great guns across the country. Copped a bit of a kick up the bum with the referendum, but there you go. You get back off the canvas and go again. Is that your best shot that we've been saying, eh? Can you do better than that? If you're going to hit me harder than that. But who knows, eh?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, we've been around a long time and we're not going nowhere. Thanks, Lindsay, out there. Thank you for your message, your kind message. And, hopefully all things going well. We'll be back after the festive season and Jimbo's recharged his batteries and feeling young again.
I don't know about recharging batteries. I think they're long gone. But yeah, this is Mudditch Mag. If you've just tuned in, a friendly weekly show around First Nation issues, both locally, regionally, and nationally. So we're playing good music that we've sort of really got to enjoy over the years, and this year no different. And this one will take you back. Jimmy Little was probably one of the earlier musicians in the country that experienced a lot, had a sad upbringing. From what I understand, he was found in a log on the side of the river, and people looked after him from there. But like so many other First Nation people, tragic upbringings around removal and taken from family. Mm. Here's Jimmy Little and Baby Blue. If you've just joined in, a weekly program, good news stories that you wouldn't hear in mainstream media or even read about. There you go. You're getting it all from the horse's mouth here at Mudditch Mag, RTR FM, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Playing some old favourites of ours, probably before Tonji's time, Baby Blue, but Jimmy Little, not bad. All our mob know Jimmy Little. Mm-hmm. Yeah, rest in peace. He's been gone a while, but never to be forgotten. He did a great song with, everyone knows, Kylie Minogue. We might even play that a little later. I don't know, not enough time in a day, but playing some old favourites. And, Tonji, who's your favourite? Troy Cassidaly, eh?
Yeah, Troy, I really enjoy listening to his music and... but it's also great listening to, you know, Lionel. I remember listening to Lionel's music.
Famous boxer.
Sitting in a car with him.
Yeah.
Driving around Melbourne.
Yeah.
And, Jimmy Little, it just brings back memories and takes you down that memory lane. Thinking about our old people, the music they used to listen to as well.
Well, Lionel Rose, he says, I thank you. You know, we thank you for listening into RTR FM and listening to Tonji bubbling on. He can talk underwater, that bloke. But, you know, that's the way it is, and that's what radio is all about, giving you new stories, new ideas. Hopefully we're doing that for you, 0405921921, trying to talk about the truth and truth around our generation and our older generations. But more importantly, hopefully you're learning a few things that you didn't know about prior to Mudditch Mag. I think we've done about 178 podcasts now. Not keeping up with that, but never mind. So we went from Baby Blue, but then Lionel Rose. Remember, he was a boxer?
Yes, great boxer, bantamweight.
Yeah, and he jumped in the car with you.
You
jumped in the car with him.
I jumped in the car in Melbourne at the time, attending a wedding. And
look out.
Lionel was part of the Austin family there that are well known in Melbourne, and many of them lived here in WA as well.
I bet you didn't give him any cheek.
No, I was all ears and listening to all the yarns.
Yeah, I thank you. We thank you for tuning in to Mudditch Mag. Here's Lionel Rose. She's smoking, that girl. She's been around a couple of years, and I guess it's really doing well, just featured in the recent ARIA Awards as, I think it was an album of the year, and had the pleasure of yarning with her in Darwin a couple of years back at the National Indigenous Music Awards. And others, Baker Boy and Dan Sultan, to name a few. And look, she's appearing at the Perth Festival on Sunday the 14th, 16th of Feb. Free concert down at the East Perth Power Station. I guess first in, best dress is what we'll be saying about Emily. Emily Wairamara, as I say, has been doing great guns. Lovely voice, eh?
Oh, yeah. Amazing voice and such a powerful voice, too.
Yeah. And, got married up since I met her years ago, and I think it shows in her voice. I think, you know, being settled, a bit like Dan Sultan, he was a bit of a rough nut. Now he's settled and got two children. I think he's probably mellowed a little and probably matured a little bit.
I think that happens with all of us. I think somewhere along the line we all find our space and our place, and when you got a family, you got children, life changes.
So Emily Wairamara, one of our favourites here at RTR FM, and certainly one of my favourites, lovely girl who, well, a woman, a mother now. And yeah, like I say, Perth Festival on the Sunday the 16th of Feb, free tickets. Here she is singing her song, A Black Smoke. Oh, shy black boy came to the city. Reminiscing, hey. Were you a shy black boy when you came to the city?
Well, I tried to stay away from the city, to be honest. I was a country punkin, but as you... as we were just saying then, you know, you only lived around the corner as a young boy.
Yeah, Mount Pawley. And, you know, sad to say, it's 54 years ago. I lived around the corner. Yeah, I was a shy black boy then. Someday you're going to grow up to be a man. Well, I don't know whether I'm grown up yet. Maybe I have, but... So, Black Boy there, Emily, two in a row. Her first song, Black Smoke, and followed up with Black Boy. A cover of Coloured Stone. Coloured Stone has a history in itself. They used to travel with a mob called Us Mob. Us Mob. They travelled around the country, you know, Coloured Stone and Us Mob. No fixed address. They were famous in their own right, but when they got to do bookings with hotels and so forth, they... Things turned pretty sour when the bands rocked up to set up for a gig and they refused entry. But that's life. That's life in the fast lane, so to speak, where First Nation people have been discriminated against. Coloured Stone, as I say, Emily Waimara doing a cover of Coloured Stone. And I think that deserves a song today too. But yeah, we're playing favourite songs and there's many, but we can only fit in half a dozen or two, maybe seven or eight today. Let's see how we go, but playing favourite song. What do you reckon, Tonge? Emily's good, eh?
Oh, amazing, you know, just that peaceful voice and so much power and meaning in those words that, you know, she's put into the songs that she's written over the years, and just another great inspiration to not just our community, but the wider community and our women in our community as well.
Yeah, too true. So Emily, like I said, she's performing free of charge at the East Perth Power Station. Keep your eyes and ears open on your socials, perhaps Sunday the 16th of Feb, free concert and at the East Perth Power Station. So keep an eye out for that. I don't think you'll be disappointed when you hear Emily. And of course, there's many other musicians that have been around. Earlier we played Jimmy Little and Lionel Rose, rest in peace. Another one that, one of my favourites, is Bobby McLeod with the song Redemption. Reconciliation, unfinished business. Patrick Davies sounding very much like a country singer I know in the States, but prior to that was Bobby McLeod, Redemption. It's all about reconciliation, unfinished business, redeeming yourself. And I suppose coming to the end of 2024, we think about the past, you know, and I guess the message there, you've got to get over it. Yes, well, maybe we won't get over it. And sometimes you have to say, well, we'll never get over the wars. We'll never get over the many people that have lost in conflicts with within the wars, Vietnam, Japan, Burma Railway, and get over it. Well, if you want to get over it, get over Anzac. Oh, did I say that? Let's get on with our world and make sure that the future is brighter for us. This is our 177th podcast, if you want to tune in and find out what's been happening in our podcast, Mortgage Mag, over the years. And, yeah, it certainly feels like 177 podcasts, eh?
It's amazing when you think about it. You know, it's like time is flowing, but it's... You've got to stop and reflect and go, we've done that many shows?
Yeah.
You know, what a great achievement, but also what a great radio family we have here that supports us to do this kind of work.
Too muddy, Joe. Yeah, if you've listened in to 177 programs, let me know. If you've even listened in to every program this year, I'd like to know too. And maybe you just want to go over and have a listen to previous radio productions of Mortgage Mag here on 92.1 FM, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM, because we've had many, many exciting, guests, and brings to mind Professor Australian of the Year Fiona Stanley, and the two we had last week, Professor Kylie and, you know, the mob from, they performed and are performing ongoing. They're very specialists in language. So if you want to tune into these previous shows, you'll hear songs in language, particularly Noongar. One of the programs that our girl, the liar, Professor Fiona Fiona Stanley said when walking out of the studio last week, the other week, she says, "Wow, I've never been interviewed like that before." So, so she was kind of excited and probably happier that we didn't get stuck into her too much. But hope she's tuned in and listening. Big shout out to Fiona Stanley and Kylie Farmer, the previous last week guests. And so it's coming to an end of the year for us. And, you know, I guess we've got to take some time out now to recharge our batteries. I'm not sure what's happening with the rest of the RTRFM family. I guess I'll be sticking around for some time. We're reliant on volunteers, which is what we are, and making sure the radio station ticks over, which I must admire the people working here at RTRFM. Perhaps only the only radio station that has a reconciliation action plan that I'm aware of. And I know now that other radio stations, including the ABC, do a welcome to country every morning or an acknowledgement of country. Mm. We every day do a welcome to country, eh, Tonge?
Exactly, and that's the great thing about it with this community radio station. And, you know, the leadership from the top to the bottom within the organisation is really amazing, and the people are... For me, I guess, you know, and for us, they're champions.
Yeah, and you know, we should introduce Bobby to our audience. Yeah, Bobby, say hello to our audience. Yeah, you don't get many opportunities to say hello, Bobby, but this is last show for the year.
Yeah.
What would you like to say to our listeners?
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay safe in the summer.
Stay safe in the summer. Don't get burnt because you'll become like us. Exactly. Have some dark skin.
Yeah. But just look after each other.
Warnings, yes, yes.
Look after each other.
Don't overdo it over Christmas.
That's it.
Take it easy. Rest up and look after family, look after loved ones. That's what it's all about at Christmas, isn't it? Is coming together with family and regrouping. Because you may not do it all year. Some people only do it over Christmas.
And, you know, sadly for our mob, a lot of the times we're doing it on a Friday.
Yes.
Around sorry business. So it's time to reflect, time to bring love, joy and happiness to the little ones, because it's the little people. It's about them, and it's about ensuring that we celebrate that with them and give them a lovely time to enjoy life with family and look at those magical moments and special moments, because we've got to also look after our elderly people too out there and make sure that we're caring and protecting them as
well. Don't look at me when you say elderly.
Well, you're 81 in white years.
Bobby, thanks for having a few words on Woody Schmag. You know, you sit back here every week and listen in to us bubbling along, and today you've had an opportunity to add to our messages out there. Stay well, stay fit, and look after each other. Hey, here's Glenn Sklethorpe. I've liked this man for a long time and been playing his music for a long time. So here, one of my favourites, My Name Is. Hey, Glenn Sklethorpe, all the way from Palawa Country in Tasmania, but been living in New South Wales. Patrick Davies earlier, living in Fitzroy Crossing, comes from the Northern Territory, I suspect. It's time to wind down a little now. There's a couple of favourites that we want to play, whether we get them in or not. So I guess it's, as I say, winding down, refreshing now to finish the end of a season here at Murich Mag RTRFM and 177 podcasts. So it's been an interesting year for all of us.
No, it's been great, and I just want to wish everybody all the best throughout the festive season.
Yes,
and make sure you look after your elders.
Yeah,
and take the time out to be a little bit extra kind and provide that kindness within your love to your family and friends.
And don't eat too much. Don't drink too much. Look after family, and here's a little song to take us out. We might get a couple in. Beagle Bay Dreaming, Kerri-Ann Cox, one of our favourites. Beagle Bay Dreaming. People up at Broome say Beagle Bay. It's Beagle Bay. It was an old mission in the Kimberley. And, many missions in the Kimberley, to name a few.
Yeah, and Sunday night is going to be a big night for the Yokai family and Genocide in the Wildflower State, I believe, Jim.
Yes, 5 nominations for the Cultural Cinema Awards at the Luna. The Luna's won an award too for being one of the better theatres, cinema places in the country. So we're a good space to see who's been nominated, who won. So there's five categories there for our genocide in the Wildflower State. We've talked about that a lot this year, but given it's we're closing down now for the rest of the year, that is Mudditch Mag, last program for the year, 177th podcast. Just to let you know, Genocide in the Wildflower State's doing well. And, yeah, encourage you to get it. It's available on DVD, and you can get a link. So we'll say goodbye.
Goodbye.